Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We've been embarking upon the Word of God since the beginning of this year. Amen. From January the 1st. And today, glory to God, is the 24th of May, and we're still here, still praising God, still praying in His presence, and still reading the Word. Amen. I thank you so much for being with me. It has been some journey so far. Amen. Today, we're reading from Psalms, and we're coming from chapters 60 through 62. So I won't be before you very long today, but I praise God that we do have this time together, and we want to make it as consistent as possible and continue through the Word of God, because it is our endeavor to read the entire Word of God, the entire Holy Bible, amen, from the beginning of the year until the last day of this year, amen. That is our project for 2018, amen. I praise God that people are being blessed by it through the prayers, amen, and through the reading of the Word. They're going back and inquiring of the Lord about His Word, and I praise God for that. Amen. That's the whole purpose, that the people of God be fed the Word of God, that we come to understand who He is and come to understand better who we are, because we don't know exactly who we are until we know who God says that we are. Amen. And it's so important to every life on earth, amen, every human being, that we know who we are and what we were purposed for, each and every one of us, amen. And it is to be great in whatever capacity that God has given it into you to be great. It won't look the same. My greatness won't look the same as your greatness, and your neighbors won't look the same as maybe your daughters or your sons, but it's all great, and I give glory to God. And then again, we're reading from Psalms 60 through 62 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just thanking and praising you, Lord, for a new day. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your love, your kindness that you have given to each and every one of us. We praise you, Lord, that we recognize you, amen, as our strong creator. We recognize you as the almighty God, the all-seeing God, the all-knowing God, the omnipresent God. Lord, that although that I am in the northwest, amen, of the United States, somebody else may be in China or in Africa or in Australia or in Hawaii, and you hear us all at the same time, and you can distinguish even the smallest inflection in our voices because you know us. Hallelujah. Lord God, you are our creator, our maker, our salvation. You are our provider. You are help in the time of trouble. As a matter of fact, a present help in the time of trouble. And oh God, we give you glory on today. We give you praise, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your love and your kindness that you've had toward each and every one of us. We're asking, Lord God, that you bless us as we read the word on today. Help us to understand, Lord God, what has been written beforehand for our instruction, for our admonition, Lord God, for our exhortation. Glory to God for our edification. We praise you for all of it. Lord, help us, Lord God, to apply it to our lives. Lord God, open our minds, open our eyes, open our ears that we might receive your word on today. Give us revelation directly from your throne, oh God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor, amen, to the Lord of Lords. Again, I'm reading from Psalm 60. Through 62 on today. Amen. Oh God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased. Oh, restore us again. You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it. Heal its breaches, for it is shaking. You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice.
I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia shout in triumph because of me. Who will bring me to the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings, Selah. For you, O God, have heard my vow. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years as many generations. He shall abide forever. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, Selah. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighted on the scales together lighter than vapor, do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in treasury. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy. For you render to each one according to his work. I have read and you have heard from Psalms 60 through 62 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. I hope you'll continue to join with me in this journey through a year in the word. God bless you. Amen.